Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool and Messiah Lutheran Church. It's great to be together, our first, as far as I know, first ever joint music Sunday together. It's great to have people from both congregations and guests with us today as we worship God in music and hear the good news of Jesus' birth through the art and the gift of music. You know, music, sharing the good news of Christ through music is a long tradition in the Lutheran Church. Luther loved music in worship. He said, "Music is a fair and glorious gift of God. I am strongly persuaded that after theology," he was a theologian after all, "there is no art which can be placed on the level with music." And Luther said, "Next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world." And of course, the probably most well-known Lutheran church musician of all time is this guy right here, Johann Sebastian Bach, who wrote all kinds of music for Lutheran worship. He also wrote choir cantatas for the choir to sing in worship, and he wrote those for two reasons. One, to proclaim the good news through music, and secondly, to wake the congregation up after the sermon. And you laugh, but it's true. Well, today, we're not going to put you to sleep first. We're going to skip the sermon so that there's more time for music, okay? So we're sharing the good news through music, so listen carefully. Before we start, just a couple of announcements. First of all, of course, thank you to all of our musicians today from Messiah and St. John and for sharing your gifts with us. We really appreciate it. The poinsettias back here by the altar are, we say thank you to Talene Litterer for those in memory of Clarence. And also we've got some other flowers up here in the front of the altar. These are from Bill Wohler's funeral yesterday. And so we keep Mary Lou and her family in our prayers. For the offering today, because we're the two churches together, the envelopes are offerings that are designated for one church or the other will go to that congregation. Any loose offering that we get today is all going to go to the food pantry here in Charles City. After worship today, we invite you to come down to the parish hall, join us for a potluck, and then we're going to decorate cookies, and then we're going to go Christmas caroling. So we have all kinds of wonderful ways to spread the joy and the good news today. Eric Hofer, do you have any announcements for us on behalf of Messiah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a reminder that anyone and all are invited on Wednesday nights during Advent. We do Holden Evening Prayer at Messiah at 6:30 on Wednesday night. So any and all are invited and reminded about that this Wednesday night. Thanks,
all right,
Pastor Russ.
Great. Thank you. Love that service. It's beautiful. All right, everybody, take a moment, stand, greet your neighbor, and tell them your favorite Christmas carol. And you may be seated for our first song.
We are waiting for the will of God.
And now let's stand for our gathering hymn number 257, verses 1 through 4. Last week, I was downstairs at the preschool. I go down once a week to read to the Bible story to the kids. And I was in the middle of reading the Bible story to the kids, and all of a sudden, one of them said, "I remember when you were a baby." And I went home, and I was laughing about that. I went home, and I told my wife about that, and she said, "Well, that's weird. I wonder what they were thinking." And I said, "Well, you know, sometimes people get confused, and they think I'm Jesus." And she said, "No, kids think you're Jesus. People don't think you're Jesus." So thank you to my ever-helpful wife for reminding us that the Savior is here and it's not me. Okay? So we begin this service and we remember that the grace of our real Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all.
Thank you.
seated.
We continue with the responsive reading as printed in the bulletin. You are invited to read the parts printed in bold. In the hustle and bustle, in the kitchens and malls, our to-do lists are long.
It is hard to be present.
We are called to stillness.
We long to be still.
What can you let go of that you might rest?
What can we not do that we might be present with
In the rush of the season, stars sparkle in the sky.
We do not pause to see.
Weighed down by life's troubles,
we lose the wonder of the season.
How do we reclaim wonder and awe?
As we wait for Christ's coming.
Thank you. I'd like to invite the kids to come join me for the children's sermon. And as they're coming up, let's sing, "O Come Little Children." Good morning, guys. How are you? Good. Well, it's Music Sunday, so I brought a guitar today because I want to tell you a story, okay, using the guitar. And this is a story about a little boy named Tommy. And Tommy lived in West Virginia. Now, I don't know if you know anything about West Virginia, but in West Virginia, they have a lot of coal mines there. And a lot of those coal mines have shut down, and they boarded them up. And those coal mines used to have ventilation shafts. It's like a big pipe that would let air get down into the mine. And one day, little Tommy, he was out walking. And for some reason, someone had taken the cover off of that pipe, and he fell right down into the pipe, and he couldn't get out. And so when he didn't come home, his parents and his friends, they got worried about him, and so they decided to send out a search party to see if they could find him. And this story is about what happened next. Okay? Tommy, are you down there? Thank you. That's my story. I didn't say it was a very good story. So, music can be used to tell a story, can it? Right? And in fact, have any of you ever seen the movie Frozen? Yeah, a few of you have. The first one? You seen the first one? Okay, so can you tell me what happened in that story? Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to be a spoiler, but
the first one.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Well, so basically.
Give us the summary, like the short version. Okay. All right. Okay.
So basically, Elsa
Wait a minute.
So basically, Elsa basically has freezing powers, and then she's froze on his heart in the end.
Okay, so like Eternal Winter, right? It was filmed right here in Iowa. Okay, what happened?
I forgot.
Okay.
Elsa had powers and she froze her sister's heart, and then Elsa got frozen and then she unfroze.
Perfect. Excellent. And you got all of that. You understood all of that, even though there's lots and lots of music in that movie, right?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Even though there was lots of music, you got the story. In fact, the music helps to tell the story because it's a musical, right? Well, actually, the cool thing is that today you guys can go see Frozen 2 for... Or you could see it again today at 1:30, and it's free, and you get a free kitty combo because, you see, Let me explain, in case you don't know, there was this really, really great guy named Steve Boozman. That's his picture up there. Steve was a member of Messiah Lutheran Church, and he was connected to this church, and Steve got really sick. And a little less than a year ago, he died. But his family and his friends still love him, and they still remember him. And so to remember him, today they're sponsoring, paying for a free showing at 1:30 of Frozen 2 for anybody who wants to go, and anybody who is 53 and under is free. No, 12 and under is free, and they get a free kiddie combo, and so you can hear more music and hear the rest of the story between Elsa and Anna, the two sisters. Anna, sorry. Clearly not my wheelhouse. All right. So, here's the thing. It's a great story, okay? But today, here in our worship service, we're doing a musical too. And we are using music to tell a story. And some of you are even going to help us do that, right? In music, we are telling a story that's better than my story, which isn't too hard. And we're telling a story that's even better than Frozen. We're telling the story of Jesus' birth. Because it's really important. Because the story of Jesus' birth is the reason why Steve got to go to heaven. And it's the reason why all of us get to go to heaven someday. Because Jesus was born. So listen really closely, okay, to the story today in the song. And so let's bow our heads, fold our hands, and let's pray. Thank you, God, for music and musicians who tell us the story of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so there's a few more kids here than I was expecting, but that's okay. So I have Frozen 2 marshmallows. Okay, so some of you can go over and see Linda, and she will give you. So here's what's going to happen. Heads up. Oh. It's okay. It's just marshmallows. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. After the service is done, then you come up and see Linda, and she'll give you marshmallows, okay? All right. All right. Thanks for coming up, guys, and listening to my story. If you're not in choir, you can be seated. And we'll sing our hymn of the day, number 279.
Thank you.
continue with the next responsive reading as printed in the bulletin. In a world of shadows, as we wait in the night, surrounded by fear, we wait with hope for Christ's return.
I invite you to stand as we join our hearts together in prayer. Let's pray. God of grace and beauty, we thank you for the gift of music, and we thank you for the opportunity to worship together today. Help us to remember that ultimately we are one church and one voice, and that you came to us and you came for all of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope and strength, be with all who are in need. We pray today especially for Leon Mulford, Justin Heyer, Rhonda Westergaard, Don and Joanne Knowlton, Tony Allen, Leon Isaacson, Dwayne Ortmeyer, Ron Myers, Sandra Link, and Dan Carey. Give your comfort to the family of Pat Maimon at her death, and we pray also that you would be with Mary Lou Wohlers and her family at the death of Bill. Give them and all who are grieving loss of loved ones your comfort and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who serve in the armed forces and their families, especially Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. We lift up before you those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. Jesus commanded that before we come to the altar, we should be reconciled with our brothers and sisters. And so, the peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering. And so that little child in the manger grew up to go to a cross so that we would be free from sin, guilt, and death. And we remember how in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we sing the Lord's Prayer. To come to this feast of love. If you're not communing today, you're welcome to come forward and receive a blessing. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is white and in the center of the tray of cups, and we have three stations today. The ushers will direct you. All three stations have gluten-free wafers. Just let your server know, and they will take care of you. Jesus is the host of this meal. We are his guests, the food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready.